All right, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the session on SNAP. My name is Jens, and with me is my colleague and friend, Jatka. We're here to present SNAP, Build Your Own Blocks, but it's not just Jatka and me who are working on SNAP. We're just the ones presenting it today. There's a larger community and more people involved. There's Bernat Romagosa down there. There's Simon Walters from the SNAP community here. There's John Maloney, Turgut Gunesu. The whole Blocks gang is here, and all of those have been more or less also involved in the development of SNAP. I've brought also Alonzo, who's very involved in SNAP, our mascot. I keep saying this for people who might not have heard it before. Every once or so often we get somebody who says, take down SNAP, it's a copy of Scratch. And so I just want to point out, yes, you know, this is also a mascot on Scratch. It's called Gobo in Scratch. And we're friends with the Scratch team, and we're allowed to use Gobo. And our friend and collaborator, co-author Brian Harvey, mutated Gobo with this funny haircut that, of course, everybody in this room knows about. It's a lambda, so SNAP is Scratch on Lambda. This is what it's about. It's about building your own blocks. And so what Jatka and I are planning for today is kind of not so much a talk as a demo. It's a walk, it's a lab visit, and we'd like to invite you to a visit of our lab. So when we say SNAP, the title is Build Your Own Blocks. It used to be called BYOB, for Build Your Own Blocks, until some parents in the US who didn't have a sense of humor decided that it also means something else, like bring your own bottle. Usually there's alcohol in it, and the implication that there is alcohol might entice children to try it, so we had to give it a different name. And so this is why it's called SNAP. We're still calling it Build Your Own Blocks, but to us, and what we'd like to show you today, it is as much about learning to code or learning about technology, then it is about building one's own mind, about learning something about society, about the surroundings, about the environment. And we'd like to kind of give you a little overview of not just our technology, but also our pedagogy. So just very quickly, this is SNAP. How many of you know SNAP or have used SNAP? Okay, about one third. So just very quickly, I'm just going to show you. So in SNAP, one thing that we have, when you open it, this is kind of pure vanilla SNAP. You can, here's a block. You can move something. You can also kind of stick blocks together like these puzzle pieces. There are different kind of categories with control structures. You have kind of these control structures. This is a repetition. So when you have kind of four times this and you click on this, everything is live, it moves. You can see what it does. You can, you have a drawing pen. You can get the pen down, pen up. So now you can draw a square. And always the question is how you get rid of it. So there's a clear block. You can click on these things. You don't really have to think that much ahead to do something. And it's called Build Your Own Blocks because you can build your own blocks. So you can make a new block. I want to make a block in the motion category. It's a square block, and it has as input a size. It's really hard to build a block with one hand. And so I'm getting this editor. I can say the size should be an input, should be kind of a number. So now I can say, oh, this part is this thing that makes a square. I can drag this in here, and the size is an input, and I can say the size is how much it should move. So now I've made my own block. Wait, did I make my own block? or did it? Oh, look at it. It didn't work. Okay, see, this is the fun of doing it with one hand. Okay, you guys, this is a collaborative coding environment. Let's try this again. I need to even make size on input again. As we were just hanging out with a bunch of teachers who said that repetition is the mother of all learning, so now I have the square block. Let's try to make a square of 100 again. And it works. And then we can do things like, now we can build around this. We can say, okay, let's do, you know, let's clear this, and let's maybe say, okay, I times 10. We also want to turn a little bit, maybe 36. And we can kind of build things. This is kind of the technology part that isn't really new. It's great, we love it. But the thing is that we want to build blocks, but we also want to build ourselves. We want to interact with our surroundings. And so we want to look at data, we want to look at the world, and through programming, as I think Mitchell says it, learn to program and program to learn. But not just learn about technology, but learn about something else. So here's a little example that a while ago John and I were also working on, and we were thinking about how we could express things that are really important. And here's a little puzzle you can make. If you're an educator, you can kind of make a project and give it to your students. And in this project, I've downloaded a bunch of data from the internet, from GitHub. This is the data of the population data of 195 countries over a span from the year 1800 to today.